The Autumn Years of Marriage. Perhaps my greatest earthly support in battling chronic depression is my wife, Dolly. Her unconditional love and loyalty anchor me and remind me of how blessed I am, even on days when I'm feeling downcast. On June 5, 2020, we celebrated 49 years of marriage bliss. Now that's 48 years of bliss for me, maybe one for her. If you're single and struggle with depression, and marriage someday is a desire, start asking God now for a spouse who will strive to understand you, who won't judge you spiritually when you have rough days, who'll pray for you and show affection when you need it most. If you have a teen or single adult child who's depression prone or suffering from a different mental illness, start praying regularly for his or her future spouse and for the strength and maturity that your child's spouse will need. A long marriage relationship doesn't make or break one's character. The relationship merely exposes one's character. Those years constituting middle age and beyond are particularly revealing. That's when the kids are in college or living on their own. The schedule no longer revolves around their school or sports activities. Then you are forced to focus on the marriage a bit more and evaluate the status of the marriage, since it is the primary relationship you have left. Those years also bring signs of aging, causing alarm to the extent that a person has relied on looks or physical prowess for a sense of significance. It is during this phase of life that a marriage either grows stronger or deteriorates, depending on the foundation laid in early years and the values that control the man and wife. Hopefully, marriage between Christians will echo the qualitative relationship reflected in Proverbs 31, verses 10 and 11. An excellent wife, who can find? For her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. Failure or erosion of a marriage relationship is not inevitable, depending on whether the marriage is analogous to an oak tree or to a cedar tree. The oak's leaves turn brown and fall to the ground in the autumn, but the cedar is different. It sprouts green shoots year-round. The following poem expands the tree analogy a bit further. The first stanza describes the life cycle of a tree that loses its leaves shortly after a short period of eye-popping beauty. The last stanza compares the marriage to a cedar that does not lose its appearance or change colors with the changing of seasons. The poem is titled Marriage Metaphor. Lush leaves, a tree's jade dress, dance with the wind's caress. Then with fall, a change in color. First, leaves appear much duller. Then gold or red bleeds from the stem, draining leaves of all their vim. Next, a stiff breeze overwhelms. See them severed from their limbs. We scrunch them beneath our toes. Brown, brittle, they decompose. Verdant love pulsates with life between a man and his wife. Then the autumn years arrive. Will the warmth of love survive? Will the glow of vows grow dim when wrinkles show and they're not slim? Will dull routine and things mundane erode the green and leave just stain? Will their harsher winds sever what is supposed to last forever? Like leaves, will love take flight, make the earth its burial site? No. True love has its reasons to thrive in changing seasons. Not maple, oak, or Bradford pear. True love is what cedars wear. Is your marriage itself more like a cedar or an oak? In your marriage, what must happen now to increase the likelihood of finishing well together?